It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Oh, girl. It is the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. A little bit of a wild week this week. With all going on with the bloodbaths and the border and all the craziness we saw around town. But there was one man who answered the call. I brought him on in the middle of Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis and demanded he be funny. And that man, he answered the call of history and did get the job done. And I want him to be properly feted with a Fox Across America game ball, because it's one of the most challenging things in the world to do is be funny when the room is really not in the mood for funny. But the nice thing about the sick people who frequent my show is there really is no scenario that would preclude them from finding some sort of a joy in it. And Tyler Fisher is proof of that very claim. So without further ado, we give him the Fox Across America game ball. Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do I do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T, because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts. Might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process, because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less get up and go in the bedroom. And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy. Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life and prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
She's got cancer. Welcome to comedy. This is
how comedy works. Well, you know what this is like, because we're not going to do a lot of time on Kate Middleton, but this is for people listening around the world. This is what it's like to be a comic at a benefit show. Is every benefit show you ever do begins with a 10-minute video montage of people who've died from whatever you're raising money for.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they shoot you out of a cannon and be like, make them laugh!
Well, in my head, I'm already going, what kind of cancer does she have?
Yeah.
That's off limits.
Yeah, why don't you...
Let me do my...
Finding the guardrails.
Is it pancreatic? I got a new bit on pancreatic. Is it good for you. Is it skin?
There's a funny story. I saw Colin Quinn one night.
Does this go up, by the way, my headphone?
Yeah, we'll turn it. It's over there on the right.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You guys are real low budget, huh?
You guys, yeah, it's nothing here.
Right here?
There you go. There's a knob and everything. Is that any better?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just hearing racial slurs now, the more I turn it up.
That's me.
Okay, perfect.
That's the accurate translation of my Long Island dialect. It's all. So I once saw Colin Quinn bring on Seinfeld at a benefit under the very circumstances we described. It was 14 minutes of people dying. And he comes up to open and he goes, he's like, I don't know why you need me. You're all warmed up after that video.
Yeah, you hope it's not a lung cancer thing. Then he comes up going, all right, who's ready to laugh? Who's to hear about them?
He's got the voice. So it's crazy. So Tyler Fisher and I obviously sending some good vibes to Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
And we will continue to monitor that story, this being live radio. If we get any additional details, we will certainly share them with you.
Please make sure to interrupt and talk about cancer when we're on a
It's always good for your comment. When things are going, if somebody could call in. But good to see you, man. This is your first time on the show.
Man.
We have gotten to work together on Gutfeld on multiple occasions that I am grateful for.
I know. I can't wait to have all the patches. We have the same jacket, but you have all the patches. To go. How many crappy podcasts did you have to go on
around
New York City?
So do you want to know how this started, my NASA jacket thing? I own about 10 of these NASA jackets.
I got to move this up.
Okay, whatever you need, man. I own about 10 of these NASA jackets. Two of them are real. Okay, most of them I just buy on sites, wear them for fashion. But it started with I was shooting a moon landing documentary for Fox. We reached out to one of the space locations.
Okay.
And we're like, hey, can we come shoot a documentary? And they were like, no, what size are you? And they, one of them is a consolation prize. It was like, you can't shoot your moon landing documentary here because you're probably a comedian. You're going to say we didn't go. So here's a jacket, Fatso.
And it worked.
And there it is. And Fatso took a jacket, and now it sent me down this hole.
You give a comedian something for free?
Yeah, yeah. It's a big deal. That's a big deal. I mean, just even like things like hepatitis. I mean, when you go out there on the road, we'll take anything you
give
us.
We'll take anything, yeah.
There's a lot going. Right now, there's a sad man in a La Quinta.
Yeah, how many times have you been like, is this, do I get 50% off of this? Or is this this frozen quesadilla on the house?
You know my favorite thing about being a road comic, specifically on the way up, because we're both doing much better venues now.
I just started, so I'm, by the way, I didn't know this was, I heard radio, and I go, oh, good, I don't have to shower, I don't have to pay my rent, and then I come in, of course.
This is fan. Well, you're in the major leagues, it's Fox News,
yeah.
And part of the reason this studio is so gussied up is it does make me look more credible than I am, but that's by
it
design.
Because
you bring
it
on
works.
Like lawmakers and stuff, and they're like, oh, this guy's like a serious broadcasting background.
No, I have respect for you for the first time.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to, that's a shame on you. Do you know what my broadcasting background was prior to this?
No, what was it?
When I was 5, we used to hold my sister's underwear out the window on a hockey stick and yell to the neighborhood that we had Susie Fowler's underwear.
Oh, and back to the cancer update. On that.
Yeah. So
they're putting in the teleprompter. They go back to the cancer.
Yeah,
stop talking about
the
little girl's panties.
Thing. But no, she was of age. She
wow.
was of age. My sister was older than me. But the point is, when I was 5, we used to like hold a hockey stick out the window and be like, "We got Susie Fell's underwear."
Oh,
that's my
dude.
Only. That's my only formal broadcasting experience.
I think because you had a sister,
yeah.
You brought in your comedy audience. I think.
Yeah.
You know.
You
brought in everything.
That's what you tried.
I didn't have one. I had two brothers.
You see, but then
one came out of the closet. So mm-hmm. He came out as racist, but he's still a little gay. And so I had that. I had a gay brother and a straight brother. So I had the whole gamut.
You ran the table on that one. Tyler Fisher's here. We're excited. You were on the road.
You're not recording this, are you?
You stop it. You were on the road.
don't you love that one during podcasts? We know you're recording. Every frame.
Is this a thing?
Are we recording?
Is this right now?
What do you think
is this
we're
part
doing?
Of it? You want to know what
turning
happens?
Turning into Seinfeld. What's going on? Of course we're recording. We're at the podcast. We're recording.
Do you ever run into Seinfeld at clubs around town?
I got a great story about that.
I can't wait.
This
Go
isn't
ahead.
Even a setup.
All right.
I mean, I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. And I was at West Side Comedy Club.
Okay.
It was my first time there. They gave me my first spot. 8 people in the crowd having the worst night of their lives. And so I get on stage, and then in walks Jerry Seinfeld.
Damn right he did.
And I'm so obsessed with him. I knew his silhouette.
Yeah.
I just saw the silhouette, the Yankees hat, the suit. And he sits back and he leans it back on the bar because he'll watch comedians.
Yeah, he will.
And I'm having a total mental breakdown. And because I do impressions, I go, do I break it out? Do I start just doing it? Because he's up next.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I just, yeah. I'm going, how do I play with the crowd here?
Uh-huh.
You know, what if Seinfeld came in? What would you enjoy the show then? And so they never light me. And I do my big closer because I'm trying to impress
That's
Jerry.
Seinfeld, yeah.
And they don't like me, and they don't like me. And I see him checking his watch, and then he walks out. I did a half hour. Turns out he comes in the club and says, can I have a bottle of water? And they had no bottled water.
Stop it.
So the woman running the show, who's running the light, goes to a grocery store
to get a bottle
to
of
buy
water.
His preferred bottle of water. And by the time she comes back, he's gone. She's yelling at me. She's yelling at everybody. And I ran up onto the street. And I'm just going, Jerry! Like, it was like he was Batman. He was just gone.
Now, this is interesting because you are also the guy who wrote Kramer's stand-up act.
I did. I was his ghostwriter.
It's only one word in the act for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I got fired for the N-word, but that was non-vaccinated. That was the word which is way worse now.
Nowadays,
way worse.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Tyler Fisher's here. We're yucking it up. We're having a good time. So, I love this idea. You didn't find him on the street.
No.
He ran down the Gotham, I assure you.
Yeah, I know.
He's always
and
in Gotham.
And it was the Batman thing. I'm telling you, he's like, Gotham.
Yeah, that's funny. But he goes down. So he'll go down to Gotham. What's funny is whenever I see him there, he is, I believe rightly so, very concerned with people putting the bite on him. Like, hey, I got a screenplay. Hey, I got a thing. Hey, whatever. So he gets out of a club, though, with a rate of speed. It's only matched once in my experience, and I'll explain that story to you in a second. But he gets off that stage.
He wants to get out of there.
Yeah, but he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And there's a Porsche running or whatever the hell he happens to be in. Gone. Okay, gone. He doesn't even drive. By the way, he once told me he doesn't drive stick. Most of these are automatics.
Wow.
Because he wants to get away from us so bad.
Yeah.
He can't even chance missing a gear.
He's got like a butler pushing it. Already, so he can run in like Fred Flintstone. Yeah.
And he gets out of there. Okay. The only thing that compete with it, and I was privy to this last year at the White House Correspondents Dinner. This is a great
not story. Biden, right? Biden takes an hour to get out of there.
Oh, it's amazing. Where an hour to get in.
It's car here's mine. It's a car.
Can I give him credit, by the way, at the Correspondents Dinner? Because obviously he's working off a prompter. He actually knows how to read jokes off a prompter better than his speeches are terrible.
Yeah.
But
no, he does land them, yeah.
He knew to enunciate funniest word last. You can explain that to him.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they should just write his speeches with an emphasis word at the end because he knows to keep his cadence where it needs to be. And I mean this. As presidents delivering jokes go off a prompter,
mm-hmm.
I would give him like an A- for that. I thought he did good. Like, I'm not, you know.
I always thought Trump should hire a writer. Dude, you give me $500,000, I'll write his jokes for him.
What he should do is just commit. So when he was running in 2016 at the Al Smith dinner, mm-hmm. They had written him good material, but he didn't bother to read it and prep it.
Yeah.
So he just read it like, it's all crap. And then one of the jokes about Melania got a laugh. So then he got into it because he was like, he started to believe in it.
Yeah.
But if he committed, he'd be good. Biden, to his credit, committed. But here's the story. White House Correspondents Dinner.
He committed to ruining the country, Jimmy. That's what he's doing. He's committing. He can commit to destroying what I made so great. So great.
How much cocaine is he doing with that little sniff in between every...
I was told it's Adderall.
I'm like, did they put a little on the microphone?
So we're going to really make the country great.
Tyler Fisher's here.
Dang, we're here.
That's Tyler Fisher. It's not Trump. It's such a good Trump. It's so good. And the reason it's good, and I want you to get credit for this, is a lot of people who during the pandemic got big just lip-syncing Trump. There was a girl... It was like Sarah Cooper or whatever.
She's got her own special.
I'm sure
on
she's
Netflix.
Delightful, but she was lip syncing.
I did open mics with her.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, she was lip syncing.
Yeah, she was lip syncing then too. She's doing karaoke.
She was doing Carlin bits.
Yeah, that's even
the seven words you can't say.
So
crap, piss. I can't say them. I can't say them.
Yeah, you can't say them. But I love this. So she was doing she was lip syncing, and it blew up because there was that much anti-Trump like venom.
Seinfeld actually co-signed on it.
Is
he
that true?
Loved it.
I don't doubt that.
He was like, "It's brilliant. It's so simple."
He's also trying.
I'm like, "Come on, man.
No,
you're like a joke writer."
Yeah, but it's not because what happens to a lot of these guys. This happened to Chris Rock. Okay. Chris Rock's Tangerine or Tambourine or whatever it is, mm-hmm. that special is a turkey. His last special is really good because he wrote more of his last
the
special.
The live one?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I heard it wasn't
good. The one where he talks
about
Will Smith is good enough, okay? But the one before it is like very, I don't want to use the word woke, but I guess what he was trying to do, and Paul McCartney does this on the music side, sometimes they
sometimes it just happens, Jimmy, you know, it just comes out of me, you know.
I think it sounds like I'm setting you up, like we do a road routine together.
I'm just schizophrenic.
I know, and I love it. I love it. It's a flesh prison. You're trapped in that thing, and away it goes. So understand that McCartney, I've seen him at times defer to younger artists. Like because they want to be hip and they want to seem like they're at the cutting edge of what's cool now.
Yeah, of course.
So that's why Jerry signs off on something like that Sarah Cooper atrocity.
Yeah.
When there are people doing like legitimately brilliant Trump impressions.
And they would be at the top. The Beatles, I always think like who would be canceled? They would be canceled.
Absolutely.
John would be like, you know, the Yellow Submarine, you know, they said it was racist, you know. Yellow was some sort of Asian attack, you know.
But he married in. He had skin in the game.
It just sort of came to me, you know. So, but Ringo's been canceled. He grazed a butt on the subway, you know, they canceled him. So
they'd be done.
It'd be over.
Yeah.
So you understand that being the case. But that's why he signed off on something like Sarah Cooper, is they wanted to be like hip and of the fashion. So what happened is two Chris Rock specials ago, because Chris Rock had specials in the 90s.
I love how you measure your time in Chris Rock specials.
Sometimes.
I met her six Chris Rock specials.
I have such a good Chris Rock story, and I didn't even get to my speed exit story, which okay. I'll get to. One day so Chris Rock, two specials ago, this is all you need to know. He had his 90 specials written by Louis C.K. and Wanda Sykes. like bigger and blacker and Bring the Pain.
They wrote his specials?
Yeah, they wrote for
him.
Whoa. And they did great, and those are great specials.
Wow.
He had a special that he let Michelle Wolf write.
Mm-hmm.
And she, or executive produced Tangerine, or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
That
well,
I,
that was the law. You had to have a female.
You had
or
to have somebody at that, because it was in
special.
Me Too when he did it, for real. And I thought that was a turkey. I thought whoever worked on the last one was pretty good. The Chris Rock story quickly, comic strip live, getting ready to go. I'm on next. Lee Camp is supposed to be on before me. So I go into the sound booth looking for Lee Camp at the comic strip. Where's Lee Camp? That mother ever owed me money. Lee
that's
better
you.
Give me my money. You know what I'm saying?
That's you saying that?
That's what I'm yelling out. Oh. Okay? That's what I'm yelling out. And in the green room is not Lee Camp. It's Chris Rock because he's waiting to do a drop. And he just jumps in. And
oh.
So there's nothing to do now but commit to The Voice. I'm like, what, you saying he ain't in here? You know what I mean? That dude left? You know, he's like, and he's just like, who are you? I'm like, oh, I know your brother Tony. What's up? I was looking for Lee Camp. How funny is this?
Oh, dude.
So we made some small talk. He wound up being really cool. But can I give you the
Do you have to keep doing that every time you run into Chris?
Now?
Yeah, what's up, Chris? What's
I gotta
going
act
on,
like
man?
That's how I talk.
He goes, that really is him.
Oh wow, this guy has some type of an affliction. So last year, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, because we're competing with Seinfeld's ability to exit a crowded room now. Okay, this is someone who has really been blessed with the gift of speeds. Okay. There's 7,000 people need to leave this dinner, okay? Mm. And I am so resigned to my fate as not getting out of there for the next 2 hours because I've been there before that I when the dinner ends, I'm not leaving. I'm in my phone. I'm sending my wife texts of what's going on there and showing her the room. And I'm not even going to humor the idea that I can get through this crowd.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden I get this massive Dikembe Mutombo hand on my wrist. And I turn around and I hear Caitlyn Jenner go, come on, sweetie, I'll get you out of here. And she goes into full 1972 Olympics mode and is physically stiff-arming human beings and dragging me by the arm.
Shock putting you.
And people, because it's D.C., and they're never going to give a trans person a hard time, are just taking the beating. And she got me out of a room in like 0.6 seconds and shoved at least 25 people. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
You need to write a movie just to write that scene
just
in.
So you can get Chariots of Fire going
in
the background.
Write a movie around that.
It was sick, though. She's like, come on, I'll get you out of here. And just gone.
Oh, man.
Come on.
You do a great Caitlyn Jenner,
that's really well. In more ways than one. I kid. Quick break. We're back with Tyler Fisher.
Don't go anywhere. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. We'll be right back.
It is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. We are in the bottom of the ninth. Word has just come my way, courtesy of Sean Hannity, that I will not be appearing on our regular Friday night show because of this Kate Middleton situation. People are not happy.
Wow.
People are not
Even
happy.
Even Tucker's laughing at it.
They're not happy. They're not happy.
Oh, Jimmy.
They're not happy. But I can confirm I will be hosting Fox News Saturday night, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, just like always. So there you go. To be clear, that cheer was for me. But I don't doubt there's one left for you
well,
as well, Tyler.
You know, I would say tune in, but look at the ratings. And we have the ratings right here, Jimmy, and I'm looking at the ratings. And when you have this guy on Tyler Fisher, tylerfisher.com, he's touring everywhere. The ratings are good. We have 6 billion people listening right now. Right? And then people are gathering around their radios. They're gathering like they used to do. Right? Like they used to do. And they're bringing residuals. We call that, we say residual listeners, right? Nobody will, Democrats won't know what that is. But billions are tuning in.
They will, I laugh. I think I told you this when I was guest hosting for Greg, that your Trump impression is so good, you're probably on an FBI watch list.
Yeah, dude, I know. Default. I'm like so afraid.
They've probably just started monitoring phone calls thinking it's him.
Yeah.
I hope you don't call your friends and do impressions because you'd be on a watch list for sure.
I do the Trump when I date like a super liberal, like super left-wing girl. I don't even care about a woman's politics, but they care about mine, that's for
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
So they're cutting out half the dating pool. Whatever, I can go out all night. TikTok, I think, should be a dating app for women in their late 30s, by the way.
It is.
But I've done it to women on dates because they might not even know I'm a comedian. Mm-hmm. And they're hating Trump. And I go, yeah, he's so sad. Isn't he so sad?
But let's move it to the bedroom and let's make love great again. And then they'll just like lose it.
They'll lose it.
It's TylerFisher.com. Is that what they need to know?
Tyler Fisher. FISCHER. Yeah, touring the country.
FISCHER. Yes. You go see Tyler Fisher on the road. Do you know where you're heading next?
Yeah, I'm heading to Oklahoma, Tulsa.
Ooh, to the comedy club there?
April 3rd. Yeah.
Listen,
Bricktown.
Give it great. I love Bricktown. I've been there. If you're listening on KRMG, down in Tulsa. Levi May and the gang go over the and next see my day, man Tyler Fisher.
Then Oklahoma City and then Albany, Syracuse, Boston.
Love it. We got coverage
Rhode
in
Island.
All those areas. Go see Tyler Fisher or you're dead to me.
It's going
to
be so great.
All right, that is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Be sure to watch Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. If you miss it, it will re-air Sunday at 5 p.m. on the Fox News channel. I will see you back here Monday.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.